Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A very unwelcome development with Donald Trump here in Wisconsin, which may spill over to the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona and also a comparable scandal in Colorado. Here's what it is. You know that there is a state representative, Republican right-wing, named Janelle Branchon in Menominee Falls. And she is one who is called publicly for a cyber audit, like the Cyber Ninja audit here in Wisconsin, and has issued a subpoena from her committee without the approval of the speaker, who is Voss, or the clerk, who's appointed by Voss. So therefore, that's a twofer. And she sent it to the clerks of Brown County and Milwaukee County saying, turn over your voting machines, turn over all this info on the ballots and the lists and all that. They both told her to pound sand. I'll tell you what, if the voting machines are turned over, they're spoiled, they can't be used. Milwaukee and Green Bay and Brown County are going to have to buy new voting machines. Millions of dollars, unbudgeted, and they won't get any help from the state. It's wrong, but that's what's happened in Pennsylvania. That's what's happened in Arizona, Phoenix. It's got to be stopped. But there was a development. Trump just came out, Donald Trump, and he praised Branchon. He said, we need a cyber ninja audit in Wisconsin. That puts a lot of pressure on Robin Voss. Robin Voss has played this very, very, very smooth. He is smooth with his whatever. He knows that he has a band of right-wing nuts in the Republican constituency, about 30 or 40% of them, who are Trump cultists. He knows that. He himself simply wants to stay in power and suck up to his donors. He's a policy mule, the Republican donor cartel. So what he did, quite sly, he appointed Gableman, Michael Gableman, a former Supreme Court justice, who did a bad job. He was in 10 years, that's how long the term is, didn't run again because he knew he'd lose. Gave a speech in November saying that the election was stolen. And now he's in charge, according to Voss, of going around the state with police officers and intimidating poll workers. This is not going to overturn anything in the past, but what it will do is intimidate people and they hope, drive down voting in Democratic counties. Okay, that's where it stood. Branchon, Janelle Branchon, went one step further and said, we want to go full frontal cyber ninja audit. This is Wisconsin. You know, this isn't Arizona. Cyber ninja. She went down to, quote, inspect, end quote, the cyber ninja audit. She went down to inspect it. Quite taken with it, thought this is a good idea. Now, with Donald Trump praising it and calling for it himself, that puts a lot of pressure on Voss to sign her subpoena and turn over these voting machines. I don't think he wants to do it, not because he has any morality on it, but because he has some small instinct for Wisconsin culture. And he realized at some point, he's already lost a lot of suburban votes in Waukesha and Ozaukee County, you know, metropolitan Milwaukee and elsewhere. At some point, if he tries to coerce clerks into turning over voting machines to a corrupt cyber ninja audit, at some point, businessmen and others are going to gag at this, and it's going to hurt the Republican Party. So he's sitting there quiet. He's going to assess what the impact is. The fact of the matter is, though, right now, and certainly if he tries to do something like that and says, okay, now I've signed it, the clerk should still resist it. Where are the prosecutors? Where's Merrick Garland? Josh Call? Some of these guys, start a lawsuit. You want to know why? There's a federal law that says they can't be turned over for 22 months after the election, okay? Get out a calendar. The guy who's last in his class in law school could get out a calendar. The election was held in November of 2020. What is 22 months later? It's in 2022, September of 2022. if anybody, it can be Putin, it can be the Taliban, it can be the Republican Party or anybody, says, give me your voting machines, I'm going to turn them over to Cyber Ninja. You hold it up. You hold it up. You submit it to the judge. You say, judge, it's against the law. Don't do it. Merrick Garland did not do that in Arizona. I want to see him get a lot more aggressive than he is, quite frankly. They say, well, he wasn't up to speed by Arizona because they stymied his appointment. He finally got in. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Well, he hasn't done it in Pennsylvania. He has filed an action in Georgia, which I was glad to see. But where is the prosecution of this thing? I'm assuming Voss is not going to sign the subpoena. He's not a fool. He knows that that's beyond the pale. The Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona with the weirdos, the types of weirdos who do them, like who did them down there, unsecured ballots, voting machines corrupted and have to be replaced. Very, very marginal characters doing it with no experience, no good faith. He thinks he's already thrown a bone to the mad dogs of the cult, of the Trump cult. What's the bone? The bone is a big bone called Gableman. That's the bone. Here's a guy who in November said it was a stolen election, and now he's going to investigate whether it is a stolen election. You know, one of the basic conflicts of interest rules that govern lawyers and judges is that if a judge has skin in the game and he's already made up his mind, he shouldn't sit as a judge. He should recuse himself. He should recuse himself. For instance, you're not permitted as a judge to sit in a trial where one of your relatives is a party. That's pretty basic, pretty basic. And in this particular case, he has skin in the game. He gave a speech in which he said it was stolen. And now he's supposed to investigate whether it's stolen. He's already made up his mind. He's already made up his mind. What's happened is out in Mesa, Colorado now, the FBI is investigating this, something similar, because the clerk out there is basically QAnon. And she leaked to a QAnon outlet, OAN, the passwords for their voting machines so they can penetrate them. QAnon. And now she's being investigated by the FBI. I want the FBI to come in here and investigate Gableman and Branchon. And if Voss so much as signs that subpoena, him too. We are not putting up with QAnon in Wisconsin, period, end of story. And we have this assemblyman from Campbellsport, Rampton, who used a QAnon reference in one of his communications. I'm tired of cyber ninjas. I'm tired of QAnon. I'm tired of all this. Going to break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.